Good morning.
When we were asked to speak today, we both felt that doing it together was key. We've been members here since childhood. We were confirmed here, both married here. We've had funerals here. Our children grew up here. And now, as empty nesters, we sit together in the pew. This church is our shared heritage. We have different faith stories, but our dedication to this church is equal.
Last week, Ian Hageman spoke of Maundy Thursday with the altar stripped and the pews emptied. How different our lives would have been without this vibrant church at the center of it all. Ian spoke of the previous generations that gave us the gift of this faith and of this church and community. We are the recipients of that great gift.
Looking back, it started simply. We were brought here as children, and we watched our parents support this church with their time and treasure. And isn't it just like God to have us speaking here on the day that we were scheduled to give the flowers in their memory? Such a God moment.
And just like today, the church extended into the fabric of our week with youth group activities and choir, healing services, and casserole clubs. Our father said grace before meals, and our mother said prayers with us before bedtime. We heard their faith stories, and we saw good examples of what it meant to be a member of this church year in and year out.
My faith story includes a cherished memory as a high schooler with the St. Michael's Youth Group. I experienced communion on the top of a mountain at sunrise, such an awe-inspiring connection to the majesty of God's creation. This followed with a teenage experience on a survival course where I waited out a hurricane on an island all by myself with just a plastic tarp and a jug of water for several days, leaning on God, definitely leaning on my faith, and realizing that I wasn't alone on the island, that I was surrounded by God. And all of these experiences connected me to God with a real personal relationship and to this church. As a result, I was motivated to continue finding a faith community and attended church in college. And then when I moved back to St. Louis, I jumped right back in at St. Michael's as a Sunday school teacher and attended all the various adult activities. Eventually, when I had children, I wanted them to grow in their faith at St. Michael's and be ready for those overwhelming moments in life when you think you are alone, but God is right there with you.
In my case, the return to church happened much later. Once I had children, I felt the weight of providing a good environment for their growth. I wanted my kids to know that they were loved by God. I wanted them to be surrounded with others that supported their growth in their faith, a spider web of people committed to God. It dawned on me that I, as the parent, would have to make that happen. I had to make the first step back into church. Walking through the familiar heavy wood doors and stepping into this beautiful sanctuary, I felt back home, and I was ready to be home. I loved the idea of the church being at the literal heart of our family, at the center of our world. It felt so simply clear that this was a good way to shape our family life. We used the Little Lambs Nursery on the Sundays, and the St. Michael School and the playground during the week, and Jane Fisher's Sunday school program on the weekend. Eventually, my kids were involved in Marty Chapman's youth program with mission trips and youth work days, which kept us connected to church friends. Now I can imagine how happy our parents must have been to see us all so involved here at the church we had grown up in. I became involved in my own activities that supported the church and its many missions. I was free to dig deeper. The ability to grow and connect and serve others here never ends. It isn't always easy, and there are times when my attention lags, but I just get back on the path and everything falls into place once again. Now I am watching my own children find their way back to church as adults, and I am so delighted that they too crave this peace in their lives.
This place is filled with opportunities for learning those lessons of faith. Sermons, wonderful priests, Sunday school, Wednesday nights, mission trips, acolyting, multiple service opportunities. They're all wrapped up in this beautiful building with ageless music and stained glass windows. The church has a calendar and a rhythm that we as a family chose to follow. St. Michael's traditions led the way. It gave shape to our lives and enriched our family and faith. That is one of the reasons I drive so far to attend church here. My youngest daughter said it best. Well, she actually posted it on Instagram for her first Sunday back from college. She said, "It feels good to be back in my church home. There is just nothing like its traditions and beauty." We are from the generation of weekly pledge offerings. We used to put our check or money into an envelope every Sunday for the offering plate. Changing my commitment from weekly to yearly was a revelation. How could I get four children ready, drive 40 minutes to church for every event, and not have the courage to think far enough in advance to pledge for a year? I was trying to sink roots of faith. Why was I not sinking financial roots?
Looking back, honestly, it took me a while to put the pieces together that my physical presence here needed to be followed by a financial presence. Making the leap to a yearly pledge also was a powerful moment. I had to trust that God had plans for this church, and God had plans to provide the resources I would need to fulfill my pledge. I started off small, but I've been increasing every year, and I have kept the church as my number one donation, and this priority has made navigating other demands on my time and finances clear and manageable. So trust me, it is liberating.
I, too, am passionate about keeping this church for future generations. In contrast to the excitement of starting something new, we are called to maintain this heritage for the long term. God wants us to be there for the long term. That is why we have Advent to teach us patience and Lent to teach us self-sacrifice and dependence on God. And doesn't St. Michael celebrate these church seasons so beautifully? Every family will have their own formulas for pledging, intentionally dedicating our first fruits to God's work. But stepping up with courage and faith to make the pledge is key. Watching how God allows you to fulfill that pledge is life-changing. These are the small miracles to add to your faith story. We are surrounded by the cloud of faithful parishioners who came before us. And with all these many miracles, we can all come together as we give to ensure this glorious church continues to thrive.
So make the leap of faith. Jump in and join us making a pledge this year. Together we give.
Together we thrive.
Thank you.